welcome to the Study with Andrea podcast. I am your English teacher, Andrea Giordano, and I'm so glad you've joined me today. If you are listening on our website at studywithandrea.com, go ahead and go down to iTunes or Spotify and click subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you really like the Study with Andrea podcast, it would mean so much to us if you gave us a rating and let us know what you think about the podcast. That would help us out so much. So this week, in this week's lesson, I want to talk about a question that every English learner needs to ask themselves. And here is the question. Do you want easy or do you want English? The truth is that you can't have both. It's kind of tough to hear, but easy and English don't always happen together if you're learning a second language. Learning English is hard, and I don't have to tell you that. You know that. You've been studying for years, and you know how difficult learning English can be. You have to intentionally work at English development if you want to speak English clearly. So let me tell you a little story about what I mean. This was from a couple years ago when I was teaching an advanced English course at a private university. So for this class, these students were supposed to be researching for a presentation. They were giving a speech, and they would be researching so they could give that speech soon. And these students were advanced level university students who were only a couple months away from entering their field of study. So after they finished English courses, they would be in the regular English speaking university and not have their English teachers there to help them anymore. So this was their last opportunity, really, to really study and learn English before they started their university program in English. So these students were researching for this speech that they needed to give. They were checking the internet for sources. They were looking for research that would help give a strong foundation for their speech. And as I walked around the classroom, I checked on how everyone was doing. And I looked over the shoulder of one of my Japanese students, and I noticed that he was doing all of his research in Japanese. So he was reading articles in Japanese. He was looking for news sources in Japanese. None of it in English. This was an advanced student, right? So this student and I had a really good relationship. We were very friendly. So I joked with him at first. I said, "I see you're doing some good research there in English." Oh, wait, that's Japanese. So I joked with him. And he smiled at me and he said, "Yes, it's easier to research in Japanese." And then out of nowhere, a phrase popped into my mind. I told him, "Well, do you want easy or do you want English?" So this student was in the United States to devote a year of his life to improving his English before starting his program of study. His main goal for that year was to learn English. His parents were paying a lot of money for him to be there, and he had traveled around the world to be there, but still, he was spending his time reading Japanese instead of reading in English. My point to him was that it might be easier in the short term to research in Japanese, but that would not help him achieve his long-term goal of learning English. Some students get really focused on passing a test or achieving high grades. That's even true for people in the workforce. Some people who are trying to get a better job in English, they just want to pass that one test that tells them they're proficient in English. Or maybe they just have to get through one interview in English. And then who cares, right? Well, I mean, that's kind of the easier way about it. You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself for one thing, but then you don't actually have a grasp of how to be fluent in English. The truth is that if you truly want to speak clear English, you need constant exposure to English in order to grow into proficiency. Well, what do I mean by exposure? Exposure means that you need to see and hear English regularly. So, like listening to this podcast, that's a great piece of exposure to English. Other things like joining a course, watching TV shows in English, reading articles, news articles in English. Anything to give you exposure to English will help you eventually grow into proficiency. The truth is that oftentimes when we write emails or chat or submit an application, it's easier to use Google Translate, especially when we're writing. It's easier to only use verb forms that we are comfortable with. I know some people who have been speaking English for 15 years and still don't use the perfect tense because they're too nervous, right? It's easier to just speak in present tense and simple tense. It's also easier to keep subtitles on when you're watching a show in English. However, none of those easy paths stimulate language growth. None of them help you grow in English. Those easy paths are not good paths towards English growth. They encourage stagnation, which means you never move forward. So learning English is a journey, and it's one that takes a lot of courage. We don't like to struggle or fight with a language because it's challenging, it's difficult, it's hard. It can feel confusing, frustrating, and even humiliating at times. It can embarrass us to not know the right language to have in a situation. But here's the truth. The struggle or the fight is where the growth happens. Have you ever watched a baby chick, like a little baby chicken, peck its way out of its shell? Right? It takes its little beak, that triangle-shaped beak at its mouth, and chips away at that eggshell to gain its freedom. But that newborn chick has to struggle in order to make its way out of the eggshell. We know, though, that in this struggle, the chicken gains the strength it needs to be strong outside the shell. If it never struggled to get out of the shell, it would never be able to experience life beyond the egg. Remember the journey of a baby chick next time you want to take the easy path to English. Easy will limit you in the long run, but the struggle will lead you to strength. So what do you think? I would love to hear your feedback about this. You can either comment below this post on my website, studywithandrea.com, or you can email me at andrea@studywithandrea.com. And I want to know, do you usually take the easy route or do you challenge yourself when no one else is watching? That's the question you need to ask yourself. When no one else is watching you, do you just take the easy route? Do you just do Google Translate? Do you turn on those subtitles? Do you just ask a friend instead of trying to say it yourself? All of those are the easy route, and in the long run, they're not going to lead you to fluent English. So if you're ready for the next big challenge in your language learning, I invite you to reach out and push yourself beyond. This could mean many different things for you, but one thing I would like to invite you to is to join my course, Clear English Pronunciation. My course, Clear English Pronunciation, can be found again on my website, studywithandrea.com/speak. This course is changing people's lives. People are seeing amazing changes in their English speaking skills from taking this course. When you're ready to quit easy and start speaking English clearly, you should sign up for my course. It's not easy, but it's extremely rewarding. When people get to the other side of the course, their English is so much clearer. So no matter what you choose to do moving forward, I invite you to the struggle. I invite you to fight for the English you really want, because if you never do anything differently, and if you only choose easy, you're never going to improve. Join the struggle towards better English because it will open doors of opportunity for you that you never would have had before. And it also creates relationships with people you never would have met before. So ask yourself, do you want easy or do you want English? I'm so glad you joined me today for the Study with Andrea podcast. Until next week, happy learning.